News Radio 78 WBBM, Chicago.
WBBM News Time 10:31.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to another hour of mystery and suspense, to an incredible tale of terror among the world-famous granite statues of the secluded Minotti Sculpture Garden in the forbidding foothills of the Colorado Rockies. The silence of the night is suddenly pierced by the frantic cries of a woman inside the caretaker's cottage, trying to call the police.
Operator! I want the police. Hurry. Please. Oh, God.
Sheriff Talbot.
Hurry.
Oh, now, just take it easy, ma'am. Where are you?
Caretaker's cottage. Minotti Garden. Please, hurry.
Now, calm down, ma'am. Where's the caretaker, Pietro?
I don't know. I ran here. The door was open. Please, hurry.
Ran? From what?
One of the statues. A statue of a man. As I passed it, his hand reached out and touched my back, called my name.
What?
It touched me. The statue touched me. Hurry, please.
Our mystery drama, Taken for Granite, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Hank Warner and stars Howard Da Silva. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Uncle Ben's Long Grain and Wild Rice. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
There's a lot of free spirit at your Buick dealers. If you're ready to buy, he has lots of bright, shiny 1975 Buicks. And a nice selection of used cars, too. If you want a checkup for your present Buick, or to get your car in shape for a trip, his service department has everything it takes. Free spirit at your Buick dealer. It's part of every deal.
Living free.
I've tried, but I can't find a decent job.
There must be one person I can hire with the qualifications I'm looking for. But where is he?
Last year, Job Service brought over 4 million people and jobs together. In 40 years, we've never charged a fee. Call Job Service.
We're working to get people working. Jobs for people for jobs.
For Job Service, contact your state employment service. A message on behalf of the U.S. Department of Labor.
Dominick's, first in Chicagoland with reduced prices, brings you even greater savings this week. From Dominick's meat department, containing over 200 table-trimmed varieties of meat to choose from, you'll enjoy special savings on USDA center-cut pork chops for just $1.09 a pound. From the self-service delicatessen ham case, pick up a 5-pound tin of Dubuque canned ham. This week, it's a Mother's Day family special for only $7.69. And don't forget to stop by Dominick's fresh produce department. A head of firm, crisp lettuce, minimum weight 12 ounces each, is just 25 cents. Dominick's has served you for many years. The traditional mama and papa flavor is still alive in every store. See for yourself. Shop Dominick's with a new total savings policy.
Let us join the group of tourists in the charter bus parked in front of the Hotel Barrett in Barrettsville, the Colorado Mountain Resort. They're waiting cheerfully and unaware that the one member of the group who has not yet boarded the bus is doomed, if she shows up in time, to take the last ride of her life.
Attention, please. Are we all here? Now, we should be 24, yes? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 20, 22, 23. Oh, still one missing. Always one missing. It's always Miss Masterson. Oh, that young lady will be the death of me. It's just not fair to the rest of you. Well, I ought to go see what's keeping her. Oh, here she is coming out of the hotel. Hurry!
Oh.
Hurry!
Oh, I'm sorry. I just couldn't
get in, get in, get in. Always excuses. Okay. John, we go now. Angelo Menotti was born in Florence, Italy. At the age of 20, his genius as a sculptor was discovered by Silas Barrett, the eccentric gold mining millionaire and art collector who brought Menotti here. After working for 15 years, Menotti completed his monumental work. More than 50 life-size nude granite figures depicting the universal life cycle of mankind from infancy to death at old age. We are almost there, about a half mile up this side road. The sculpture garden was open to the public for less than 1 year until Silas Barrett's young wife and Angelo Menotti mysteriously disappeared. Silas Barrett ordered the garden closed for as long as he lived, 12 years. The sculptures and the parkland were bequeathed to Barrett College with a proviso that permission to visit the sculpture garden could be granted only by the chairman of the Fine Arts Department, currently Dr. Janus Kellerman. Oh, here we are. Now, please, remain in the bus, everyone, until the gates are open.
You can park right there.
Are you the caretaker, Pietro Franzoni?
At your service. Signora Manorheff?
Yes.
Dr. Kellerman phoned me you were on your way. Would you like me to escort you?
Thank you. But that won't be necessary, really. Dr. Kellerman gave me these pamphlets about the exhibit.
As you wish, Signora. If you should need me, I will be in my cottage. I must lock the gate.
Are there any other gates?
No, this is the only gate. There is an iron fence all around the park. When you're ready, your driver can blow the horn. I'll come back in my jeep. It's not far from my cottage here.
Thank you. Oh, dear me, it's clouding up. Do you think it will rain?
Well, could be, maybe. Thundershower. Over soon. I'll go now.
You can see on your pamphlet the diagram of the exhibits. Now, we will go down this broad path to the self-sculpture of Menotti at work. Then, along the groupings of the life cycle statues. Then, to the fountain. The exhibits are numbered and explained. Curtain of water falling over the brim of the huge saucer-shaped bowl are seven male figures straining to support the saucer, some straining with greater effort than others, reflecting Menotti's philosophy that not all members of society are equally burdened. Oh, we'd better hurry back to the bus. Come, hurry! Hurry, everyone! Hurry! For heaven's sake! Oh, we're just in time. In the bus! In the bus! Close the door! John, blow the horn. We'd better start back. Oh, my, that was close. Now, let's see. Are we all here? Now, 22, 23. Oh, no, Miss Masterson again. Oh, this is too much. This is too much.
Are you leaving now, Signora? I shall open the gates.
One of our group is missing. Did you see her?
Oh,
young lady?
I didn't see anyone. Do you want me to look for her? What's her name?
Helen Masterson. No, wait. Do you have a telephone?
A telephone? Yes, Signora, in my cottage.
I must teach her a lesson. We will not wait. She can telephone for a cab and pay for it herself. Open the gate, please.
Are you sure?
Please, unlock the gate. Anyone here? Hello? Hello?
Come in. Come in. You are so wet.
Yes.
You're shivering. Did you get lost?
Yes, I missed the bus.
Come close to the fire. I will put more wood on. Oh, you are cold. Would you like some brandy? Here, drink. It will warm you.
Thank you.
Oh, your clothes, they are very wet.
Here. I have a warm robe. You go into the other room and take off your wet clothes. We will hang them by the fire until they dry. Your clothes are not dry yet. More espresso? You can try it with a little more brandy.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, this is such a charming room. I just love these animal figures. The frog, the turtle, that cat. They're simply magnificent. Who did them? Minotti?
Minotti? No, no. No, I made them. I am the creator.
You? They are beautiful.
You are surprised. I understand. You wonder how Pietro can do it with only one good hand, no?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had...
Oh, that's all right. Look, three fingers on my right hand are no good. Crushed. They can no longer hold a hammer.
Crushed?
Well, a long time ago, when I came to this country, I was an apprentice to Minotti. A big block of granite fell on my hand and crushed my fingers.
Oh, how awful. What a terrible accident.
It was no accident. Minotti was careless. Careless? But sometimes I think he was not so careless. I think he knew what he was doing.
But why? Why would he let something like that happen?
Because he was jealous. He knew Mr. Barrett liked my work. He heard him say so many times. Oh, Minotti, he was a great genius, but... Que sera, sera. Mr. Barrett and Minotti, they built this cottage and made me caretaker here. As you can see, I am still caretaker.
But you are an artist. These animal figures. If you don't carve them, how do you make them look like sculptures? I just adore this turtle.
You like the turtle. Here, for you. Take it. A present.
Oh, thank you. I just love it.
You are an art student? You are simpatico. I will show you my secret.
Secret?
Come. I will show you my workshop. In here.
A studio. What are these machines?
This one crushes stone, makes granite chips. This is a grinder to grind the chips and make the granite like sand. The turtle, feel how heavy it is. Like stone. But not solid stone. I will show you. I take the granite sand. I mix in very thin lacquer, like this, in a blender. I put the mixture in the paint sprayer. So, put a real live turtle on the table, like this. Now, you watch and you will see. Spray turtle, so. Now it is wet. I sprinkle a little bit of dry powder. It will soon dry and look like before, but a little bit heavier.
How ingenious. And the frog, the cat, the dog, the birds, same technique?
Mostly the same. I experiment sometimes with taxidermy before I use the spray.
Well, this has been a real pleasure, Mr. Franzoni. My clothes must be quite dry by now.
Miss Masterson?
What is it?
May I ask about your art school?
What?
Have you ever modeled at the school?
Oh, now and then. Why?
If you will forgive me, Miss Masterson, I can tell, even with the robe on, that you have a most beautiful body.
Oh, thank you. It really is rather average.
No, oh, no. It is beautiful. Please, do not be offended. I would like, if you will permit me, to make a plaster cast of you, please, as a remembrance.
Oh, that's very sweet, Mr. Franzoni, but I really must be getting back to town. If you call me a cab, we're... Now, we're all going to a square dance after dinner.
I beg you, please.
But why a cast of my body? It will take too long. Why not a death mask?
I work fast. It will not take long. Then I will drive you back to your hotel.
What will you do with the plaster cast?
I will reassemble the sections and spray the entire cast with my granite solution. It will be the centerpiece of my first exhibition.
Well, if it really won't take too long...
Oh, thank you, Miss Masterson. Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, Dr. Kellerman.
Good morning.
I'm sorry to trouble you.
Well, not at all, not at all. Now, what can I do for you? Did your group enjoy the visit to the Minotti Garden? Too bad it rained. Or would you have some coffee?
No, thank you.
You seem upset.
I'm afraid I am quite upset.
Oh, why?
One member of our group, Miss Masterson, Helen Masterson, is... Well, she's missing.
What?
She didn't come back on the bus with us.
Miss Manerhoff, are you telling me you left her there? Actually, left her there?
I'm afraid so. I'm afraid something terrible may have happened.
Our horrified Dr. Kellerman has our sympathy. We can understand his agitation. All he probably can imagine is that another mysterious disappearance inside the sculpture garden will revive the notoriety and scandal of the still unsolved mystery of Mrs. Barrett and Angela Minotti. As for Miss Masterson, it does seem that for the role of a devotee of art for art's sake, she is well cast. I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
Hi, I'm Burl Ives. You know, nothing perks up a meal like an exciting side dish. And I'd like to tell you about one your family and your guests are sure to love and keep on loving. It's Uncle Ben's long grain and wild rice. It's a mouth-watering mixture of Uncle Ben's converted bran rice, wild rice herbs, and seasonings. It's the kind of side dish that can make an ordinary meal a great meal and can keep a great meal from becoming ordinary. In fact, Uncle Ben's long grain and wild rice is so good, they tell me that most everyone who tries it comes back for more. That's because there are no compromises in quality. But that's the way Uncle Ben's does business. So, to make an ordinary meal a great meal, try Uncle Ben's long grain and wild rice. And to make sure you get the quality ingredients and good taste I've told you about, make sure it's Uncle Ben's.
Let's see if you're good at solving mysteries. Northwest Federal Savings is offering gifts in the Northwest Federal Savings 50th Anniversary Gift Rally. They're free or at greatly reduced prices just for saving $250 or more at Northwest Federal Savings. Beautiful gifts, like a Sunbeam electric fry pan or a Rival crock pot. Cuddly gifts, like a St. Mary's Velura blanket. And helpful gifts, like a cordless grass shears. And over 25 more gifts to choose from at Northwest Federal Savings. There's a Northwest Federal Savings Center on Irving Park, one block west of Cicero, in Des Plaines on Dempster, and in the Harlem Irving Plaza. Now, where's the best place to save? Northwest Federal Savings, of course. That shouldn't have been hard to figure out. And your gifts shouldn't be hard to get, because Northwest Federal Savings is open 63 hours a week.
It's Northwest Federal Savings time, 63 hours a week.
Dr. Kellerman faces a dilemma. Recovering from the first shock of being told that a missing tourist was last seen inside the sculpture garden, he must decide whether to call in the sheriff at once or further question Miss Manerhoff himself. He has decided on the latter, which puts him at a decided disadvantage. After all, the curriculum of his fine arts department could hardly include a course in the fine art of murder.
I simply cannot understand why you left her there. It's a totally irresponsible act, Miss Manerhoff.
I know. I know I shouldn't have. I asked Franzoni if he would call a cab for her to take her back to town. Doctor, I'm afraid I was very annoyed. But she was not at breakfast this morning. I asked the hotel manager to check her room just before I called you. Her room had not been slept in.
Well, that is strange.
Well, it's happened several times on our tour, going off on her own to dinner and not sleeping in her own room. But she has always showed up at breakfast.
Well, I suggest we approach this in orderly fashion.
Yes.
Well, first, let me call the caretaker. You can listen on the extension.
Thank you.
Hello?
This is Dr. Kellerman, Pietro.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Listen carefully, Pietro. Greta, the guide on the bus yesterday, is in my office listening on an extension. Now, I have some questions.
Yes, Dr. Kellerman?
Did you see a young lady, Miss Masterson, after the bus left?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Miss Masterson. She came to the cottage in the rain. She said she lost her way. She was very, very wet. She was here a short while until her clothes dried in front of the fire.
Well, did you call a cab for her?
I tried, but the line was busy. I was afraid she would get sick, so I drove her back to town in the Jeep.
Well, did you drive her to the hotel? Are you there, Pietro? Did you hear me? Did you drive her to the hotel?
It stopped raining when we got to town. She said she wanted to do some shopping. I let her out on Main Street near the hotel.
Yes, and then?
I stopped at a drugstore for aspirin. I bought a bottle of Chianti at the supermarket and drove back here.
Well, thank you, Pietro. Well, there, you heard.
Yes, I heard.
I'd better phone the sheriff.
Did you hear, Miss Masterson? Dr. Kellerman, he just called me. Greta was listening. They are wondering where you are. What happened to you? What could I tell them, Miss Masterson? That you died in the cast? That while I was putting the plaster of Paris on your face, some of it got into your nose, and that I went to make some fresh espresso while the cast was drying, and you died? It was not an accident, Miss Masterson. I was careless. Careless.
That's all we know, Sheriff, what I told you on the phone. Unless Miss Manoff is...
No, I can't think of anything else, Sheriff.
By the way, Doctor.
Yes?
I checked drugstore and liquor store on my way here. They both confirmed Pietro's story.
Well, I never doubted it, Sheriff.
That's routine. Well, guess you might as well put out an all-points bulletin of her description.
Well, I should tell my home office. If she is missing, they'll want to alert her parents in Columbus. I'd better be getting back to the bus.
I'll see you to the elevator. I'll be right back, Sheriff. Well, we look forward to another visit with an art group soon.
We plan to, Dr. Kellerman. Oh, you have a magnificent sculpture garden.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thanks again.
Goodbye. Well, she's gone.
What's on your mind, Doctor? What you sweating about?
Her clothes. Her bags. Why she left them at the hotel?
Yeah. That's not good, Doctor. If she doesn't show up at the hotel by 3 o'clock, I'll go over her room with the manager. Maybe a note, a clue, letters.
You know why I'm so upset about this, Sheriff. You do know.
I understand.
She must be found. Now, it's taken years to live down the mystery of Sarah Barrett and Minotti. You know that we can't afford to have that revived. Particularly now that the Chamber of Commerce wants the garden reopened to the general public as a tourist attraction.
Yeah, well, we'll do the best we can. I got to go now. I'll phone you after I see the hotel manager.
Kellerman speaking.
Sheriff Talbot, Doc. Just gone over Miss Masterson's room. Not a thing. No note, no letters, clothes and bags still here. Looks bad, Doc.
I was afraid of that.
I'll phone Manerhoff tonight at the Broadmoor. According to her schedule, the group will be leaving there in the morning.
Yes. She'd better be told. Thank you, Ben.
Thought you'd like to see this, Doc. It's a newspaper clipping I got in the mail this morning from the police chief in Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you. Mr. and Mrs. Homer Masterson of Rosewood Heights reported today to Police Chief John Murray that their daughter, Helen, has been missing for the past 2 weeks. Miss Masterson is reported to have disappeared during a chartered bus tour of art exhibits in the West. Well, these things have to come out sooner or later, I guess.
At least there's no mention of Barrettsville.
Keep your fingers crossed. Well, thanks for bringing it over, Ben.
Keep in touch. Bye.
Jane, you can tell that young man, Dr. Larson, to come in now. Sorry to have kept you waiting, Doctor. Have a seat, please.
I don't mind. I'm on vacation.
Oh, backpacking, eh?
Yeah.
Well, just put it down anywhere. I've got your card here. Here it is. Dr. Arnold Larson, assistant curator of Cincinnati Museum of Fine Arts. Well, and how is Dr. Murdoch? We were classmates at Wisconsin, you know.
Oh, he's fine. He sends regards.
Well, then. What can I do for you?
When I told Dr. Murdoch I'd be spending my vacation backpacking through the Colorado Trailway, he suggested I drop by to see you.
Good.
And, of course, the Menotti Garden.
Why, naturally. Now, when would you like to visit the garden?
Well, any time it's convenient.
This morning?
That'd be fine.
I'll have one of the men drive you out.
Dr. Larson, I will open the gate. Well, welcome, Dr. Larson. Excuse me, I must lock the gate again.
Well, this is magnificent.
Yes, magnificent. Oh, your backpack. I'll take it to the cottage.
Oh, thanks.
Now, when you finish, come back to my cottage, yes?
Yes, thank you.
You have a map of the garden?
Uh-huh, in the brochure.
Very good. You start that way and follow the sign.
Yes, I'm sure I'll have no trouble.
All right. I'll see you later, Dr. Larson. Ah, Dr. Larson. You've got a long time. Come in, please. I thought maybe you'd be back for lunch.
Well, there is so much to see. The time passed so quickly.
You had no lunch then. You will have some antipasto and a glass of wine.
Oh, huh? Sounds great.
Good.
That was delicious. I didn't realize how hungry I really was.
Buon Chianti?
Oh, yeah, half a glass. Oh, that photograph on the wall of the statue of a man, is that a Menotti, too?
It fools you, too.
Fools me? Well, what do you mean?
It's me.
What do you mean, you? It's a sculptured statue. Oh, you mean you did it?
No. No, come. I will show you in my workshop. Come.
Hey, that's quite a studio.
Here now, behind the screen, hanging on the wall.
What is it?
Here. Hold it. Feel it.
Well, it looks like something made out of a skin suit.
That's right. A rubber skin suit, like divers use. The outside covered with granite powder, sprayed on with lacquer.
Incredible.
See, I put on the skin suit. It covers my whole body, also my head and face. Then I spray, set up the camera for time exposure. The photograph, you see, it's me. It's a joke, Dr. Larson, a joke. I have fun. I make what art critics call a living statue. I like to experiment.
I must say, that photograph sure fooled me. Well, I guess I'd better be going now.
Please, you have a few minutes, just a few minutes. I'd like to show you a more serious experiment.
Oh?
Here, behind this stone wall.
Behind the stone wall?
This big stone opens like a door. Now wait, I will put on the light. You see?
A statue of a woman. It's beautiful.
Touch it. Go ahead, touch.
What if it feels like granite? Looks like granite. Is it sculptured granite?
No. Plaster cast, sprayed many times with granite powder spray. Good?
Well, I don't know what to say. I am impressed. I'd like to come back sometime to learn just how you do it, if I may. But I'd better be on my way, and thanks so much for everything.
I would like to ask a favor, Dr. Larson.
Favor? Well, what is it? Oh, don't you feel well? You look sick.
Why?
Your eyes look...
One favor, please.
What?
Would you permit me to make a plaster cast of you? I mean, the lady is so lonesome.
Me? A cast of me? What a crazy idea. Hey, let go of me.
I will not hurt you, please.
Let go of me. Get your hands off me.
Oh, no, do not leave.
Let me go, damn you. Let go of me.
Oh, stay. Stay.
You're hurting me. My neck.
I do not mean to push you down. Please, I'll help you up. Do not die, Dr. Larson. No, no. I do not want him to die, Miss Masterson. You believe me, yes? I only want to make a cast so you are not lonesome, Miss Masterson.
It seems our young man didn't quite believe in art for art's sake. Or was he simply one of those social drinkers who can't take even a small glass of wine without getting plastered? I'll be back shortly with Act Three.
In Popular Library's best-selling novel, 34 East, a ceasefire line is drawn in the Sinai. On one side, Egyptian and Soviet troops. On the other, Israel and its American allies. Then Arab fanatics kidnap the President of the United States, forcing the great powers to start the countdown for nuclear war. The suspense reaches a shattering climax in 34 East, the international bestseller, now in paperback. 34 East. Read it today while it's still fiction.
Oh, great spirit, whose voice in the winds I hear, make me walk in beauty. Make my heart respect all you have made.
In some Americans today, the spirit of that Indian prayer is reborn. But now everyone must get involved in the struggle against pollution and litter. Write Keep America Beautiful, 99 Park Avenue, New York, New York. People start pollution. People can stop it.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
True Value Hardware stores have a new True Test paint that'll let you get away with murder. True Test Supreme Easy Care Latex Flat Enamel. The flat finish wall and woodwork paint that scrubs clean like enamel. It stands up to abuse that would be lethal to other paints. Most dirt and stains, telltale fingerprints, and evidence of evil deeds wash right off. Easy Care is the ideal paint for anywhere in your home, especially where children play. There is no need to cry whodunit when you find a crayon mark on the wall. You can even scrub Easy Care without scrubbing off the paint or leaving a shiny mark. True Test Supreme Easy Care Latex Flat Enamel. You can't rub it out. It's sold exclusively at True Value Hardware stores. They sell paint and give away advice on how to use it. Right now, you can get their 32-page book, Let's Live Color, free for the asking. It shows how to use color creatively inside and outside your home. Just write to Free Paint Book, Box 6868, Chicago. That's Free Paint Book, Box 6868, Chicago 60680. This is WBBM Chicago, News Radio 78.
We can say one thing for Pietro. At least his heart is in the right place. He realizes that man, and some women, cannot live happily alone. So he has created a companion piece for Miss Masterson. As for distraught Dr. Kellerman, a thing of beauty may be a joy forever, but certainly not in his present state of mind. He is understandably terribly upset and has just hurried to Sheriff Talbot's office.
I just got a telephone call, Sheriff, from Dr. Harvey Murdoch, curator of the Cincinnati Museum. It seems that his assistant, Dr. Arnold Larson, is 2 days overdue from his vacation. He wanted to know if I had any idea where he might be.
Why you?
Oh, yes, I should explain. Larson visited the Minotti Garden about a week ago. He paid a courtesy call at my office. I had him driven out to the garden.
And he didn't come back to Batesville?
No. He was spending his vacation backpacking and just wanted to stop off to see the garden. He'd never seen it.
Yeah, well, go on.
I phoned Pietro to tell him to expect Dr. Larson.
And did Pietro see him?
It didn't occur to me to ask him. I took it for granted. Now, good heavens, I hope this is not another missing persons case.
Well, why don't we just drive out to see Pietro?
Dr. Kellerman? Sheriff Talbot? What a surprise.
Sheriff Talbot would like to ask you a few questions, Pietro, about Dr. Larson.
Larson? Oh, yes, Dr. Larson. Yes, from the Cincinnati Museum.
Yeah, was he here the day Dr. Kellerman telephoned you to tell you he was coming?
Of course he came here. He enjoyed the garden very much.
How long was he here?
Well, let me see. He came about 10 o'clock. He spent a long time in the garden. Came back to the cottage about 3 o'clock.
And he left then, 3 o'clock?
No, he stayed about 1 hour. Had antipasto and wine. We talked. Nice man. He said he had to go. He wanted to get back to the overlook before dawn. Camp there.
Oh, yeah. There is a campsite there.
And that was the last time you saw Dr. Larson?
That is right. Is something wrong? Something happened to Dr. Larson?
He's missing.
He should have been back in Cincinnati 2 days ago.
Well, we better get back to town. Get out an alert to the Ranger Service and the Highway Patrol.
You hear, Dr. Larson? Your Dr. Murdoch did not find you. You stay here with Miss Masterson. Soon they will find the backpack I threw down into the ravine by Overlook. They will think you slipped over the rocks and fell into the river. They'll look, but they'll never find you. Never.
Good morning, Dr. Kellerman. I'm Shelley Curtis of Arts and Leisure Magazine.
So good to see you. Please do have a seat.
Thank you.
I understand you want to do a color photo layout of the garden and the exhibits.
Yes, for publication in about 6 weeks.
Good.
A week before the garden is reopened to the general public.
Oh, splendid. Now, do you have enough background material?
Oh, heavens, yes. Your PR department has flooded me with material. I've got some ideas I'd like to try. I hope they work.
When do you plan to start shooting?
Well, I'd like to do it in 2 sessions. First this morning to study the subjects,
mm-hmm.
get the feel of the place, and do overall shooting, probably until about 4 o'clock.
Right.
Then I'd like another session towards dusk. Sunset with changing colors, golds, reds, and blues as darkness approaches. And finally, under the full moon. Those nude granite figures of the fountain glistening wet in the moonlight.
It certainly sounds wonderful. I'll call the caretaker.
I'll drop by tomorrow before I leave.
Oh. Hello?
This is Sheriff Talbot.
I was just about to call you.
I thought you'd want to know. Ranger found Larson's backpack at the foot of a rock slide.
And Larson?
No trace yet. They're searching downriver. I just phoned Dr. Murdoch.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Well, it's too bad, but it could have been worse. At least it wasn't found inside the Minotti Garden. You said you were about to call me, Doc?
Yes, Ben. You still have a highway patrolman on duty near the garden, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Mike calls here. Why?
There'll be a magazine photographer working there. Name's Shelley Curtis. She might be doing some shooting around dusk and moonlight. You might alert Halsey. She might be shooting with flash.
Oh, yeah, I sure will. Thank you.
See you later, Pietro.
Excuse me, Miss Curtis.
Yes?
Before you start, do you mind if I ask a question?
Oh, not at all.
You take pictures for many hours, 100, 200 pictures. Your magazine will print how many?
Oh, 10, 20, maybe 30.
So much work. What time will you come back?
Sunset is about 8 o'clock. I'll be back by 7.
Well, it gets dark fast. Here, I have an extra key for the gate. It's no good for you to wait outside by yourself in case I'm not here.
Oh, thank you.
Miss Masterson. Look, Dr. Larson. It is me, Pietro, in my skin suit. I look like a statue. Millions of people will see a picture of the three of us together. Here, I'll take you, Miss Masterson, and put you on the hand truck. So, I now take you and I put you with Minotti statues, Miss Masterson. Then I come back for Dr. Larson. Then we wait for Miss Curtis to come back by moonlight to take a picture. I'll show you, Minotti. I'll show the whole world. I, too, am a genius. Miss Masterson. Do not move, Dr. Larson. She is coming. Do not move. She is not stopping. Miss Curtis.
Oh, God. Who called me? Oh, I could swear something touched me. Who touched me? Oh, Pietro! Pietro!
I leave you for a little while to go see Minotti. I think Miss Curtis has gone to take a picture of Minotti. I must be in the picture with him. Excuse me, please.
This is Halsey, Sheriff. I'm with Miss Curtis at the cottage.
Is she all right?
Pretty shook up.
What'd you think, Halsey?
She insists she's not imagining it. We're walking up to where she says it happened. Have a look around.
All right, keep me posted.
Okay.
Right there. But he's gone. There were three figures. That woman and the man on the ground, and one was standing. One was standing!
Now, don't get excited, Miss Curtis.
But you must believe
sure,
me.
Sure, I believe you.
There were
now,
three.
Take it easy. Take...
What was that? Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. Oh. From there. Come on, let's go.
Oh.
Yeah, there, I see it.
That's the third figure I saw.
Yeah.
It's climbing that monument. The self-sculpture of Minotti at work.
Come on down. Come on down or I'll shoot.
No. Don't shoot. It's coming down.
Stay right there now. Don't.
Don't run! Oh, shoot! Don't run!
Sheriff, this is Halsey. There's something damn queer going on out here. We saw this statue, this man who looked like a statue. I ordered him to stop running, and it didn't. I got off two shots. He got away into the bushes.
Did you hit him?
Well, I don't know.
All right, stay with Miss Curtis. I'll pick up Dr. Kellerman and the search party.
Okay.
There's something very odd here. Those two figures on the ground, the woman and the man, I know every statue in the garden. I've never seen these before. Your flashlight, Sheriff, please. Now, these are not Minotti statues. Sheriff, would you mind tapping them with the butt of your pistol? That's not solid granite.
Hey, it's cracking. Wait a minute, I'll try my knife.
That's plaster of Paris.
Good Lord. Sheriff, it's a body.
Sheriff Talbot.
Well, what is it, Miss Curtis?
At the fountain. The water in the lower basin. It looks pink.
Blood?
I don't know.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's pink, all right. Could be blood. Dr. Kellerman.
Yes?
How many statues be in that fountain holding up the saucer bowl?
Seven. There are eight. One extra in the center.
Whoever you are in there, come out, or I'll shoot.
No, no, don't shoot, Sheriff. There's a water valve.
Halsey! Shut off the water!
Oh, shut off the water! Don't shut off the water!
Oh, that's the thing! The man, the statue that touched me!
He's breathing from a thigh wound. Jameson, Kennedy, carry him out of there. Halsey, call the ambulance. Just lay him down here now.
Oh, hey. Dr. Kellerman. Dr. Kellerman.
Who are you?
The skin mask. On my face and head. Pull it off.
Yeah, let me do it, Doc. Yeah.
Pietro.
Yes, Dr. Kellerman. Pietro Franzoni. And soon when Miss Curtis writes her story, the whole world will know I am just as good as Angelo Menotti was. Yes.
Poor Pietro. At least he was spared the Chinese water torture. He's in the state mental hospital. And poor Miss Curtis, she's going crazy too because she can't remember what she did with her camera and the film she shot. I'll be back shortly.
Some people have a talent for doing ordinary things in a special way. So do some cars. Like Buick Riviera, a personal luxury car that makes everyday driving not so everyday. Riviera, confident, uninhibited, different. Get inside and feel the road under your wheels in a car that's as special as you.
Living free.
In God we trust. America speaks.
George Washington remarked during the Constitutional Convention, "Let us raise a standard to which the wise and honest can repair. The event is in the hands of God."
Presented by the Catholic Communications Foundation.
Here's a timely travel tip. If you drive up to the gate of Minotti Garden and find it still closed to the public, don't fret. Sit back, turn on your radio, and relax with another tale of mystery adventure. Our cast included Howard Da Silva, Joan Shea, Joan Arliss, Robert Dryden, and Jim Dukas. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
We need this planet.
We have no right.
right to take it.
We will make better use of it.
But it is theirs. It is theirs.
They will destroy it.
No, the children. The children growing up today. Those children will save.
These are the children who will destroy it.
Give them a little more time. A little more. Just a little more.
We have to stop. Do you hear, Miss Hastings? We have to stop.
Mr. Fowler, I don't understand you. What are you saying?
We have to stop.
Stop what?
Stop destroying the world.
Oh.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Uncle Ben's Long Grain and Wild Rice and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Message.